I am so excited to have my first guest with me this morning. They've just released a song called Bush Bash. It is from the 8-piece progressive soul funk group Revolver, based in Pōneke. I'm very, very excited to have Phoebe from the band on the line with me right now. Good morning, Phoebe.
Morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm real stoked. I always stay up to midnight the night before just to check it's all out.
Oh,
there.
Do you? Oh, well done. Well done. tell me, is it a feeling you get used to?
No, not really. Every track is so different, and I've always got that same, like, childish excitement for everyone to get to listen and see what we've done every time, particularly this one. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, and I think that is something you should say. You should be so proud of this. It is, I'm sorry, it's insanely good, this song. Like, it's very sexy.
Thank you. Yeah.
What was the plan for this? It's just insanely good.
For the track?
Or yeah, for the track.
For the track, well, a couple years ago, gosh, I'm not sure how much to reveal here, I maybe twisted some rules and was itching to get out of some certain rules we had at the time to go see a certain someone. I came out in the wash maybe a year or so later, and one of my band members, Philly, close friend, plays saxophone and does BBs on the track. She was like, you gotta make that into a song. And in about like 20 minutes, it kind of came together. You know those songs that kind of feel like they were already written in a way? I hope I didn't plagiarize. I don't think I did. I just kind of fell out of the air or something.
It is just... Oh my god. I don't even know how to describe. The song is just so much fun.
Thank you so much.
So that particular situation, did it work out in your favor? Was it all good?
It did, but as the song kind of describes in the lyrics, it was a bit of a mission to make it happen. I feel like I really wanted to articulate in a sexy way that sometimes sex isn't sexy, and it's kind of difficult and clumsy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope I encapsulated that.
And I think that's such an important message as well, is like, you know, sex isn't pretty all the time either, you know? Now, I mean, I guess part of the reason why this song is so good is there are 8 of you. Like, it really packs out a song once you're all doing your things. How do you keep yourselves organized?
Oh, it's difficult. It's just difficult. It does not look as... it's not that smooth either. It's pretty clumsy. But it's a really, really good team. We're all really good friends from going through the jazz school here in Pōneke, and playing many different groups. Everyone's kind of got a good understanding of scheduling. The old Google calendar I've become married to this year. But yeah, doing things in advance. This track was recorded in November 22. So we've been sitting on it for a long time.
You've been sitting on this for ages.
Yeah, waiting to get it right and waiting to let it be followed by some more and then eventually an album. So I really wanted to wait for the right time to strike.
Yes. Now, we'll get to that in a sec. But I was just curious to know, when it comes to recording or kind of approaching a song for the first time, like with all of you, where do you start? Do people kind of know their responsibilities? I mean, how do you even begin the song creating process?
So I bring in the chords and the lyrics and the melodies. So sometimes horn ideas as well. I think that main horn hook, I was kind of just like scatting to myself in my room, and then I take it to the band, and they're just so good. They understand how we put it together really, really quickly.
Yeah, wow.
And then the band, I collaborated on that epic horn soli at the end by kind of just getting together over coffee and donuts a couple mornings over a week, because we really wanted to play it at a gig to debut it, and we just kind of sang funny ideas to each other over the chords.
Love it. Love it.
Splice together a soli. And they had Toby LeMann at the helm of that. He's a really great saxophonist, and he knows what to do.
I mean, this whole song just... I mean, it is experts doing what you do. What else is there to come? Do we have... I mean, you've briefly mentioned an album there. Are we going to see a few more singles first, or what?
We are going to see a few more singles, a few more videos.
Lovely.
And on a shoestring budget.
Yes.
You know, I love a challenge.
Who needs money? Gosh.
Nah. Oh, I mean, I would like some at some point.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? So tell me about the music video. First of all, again, it's great, and I love kind of, I remember when I watched it, and it, what did it say? And I love pussy production. I just lost the plot. I just didn't see it coming at the start. But love the era, love the big fat collars, the disco balls. Did you really know kind of what you wanted for that?
I did. This was my directorial debut alongside my partner. And
oh my God, congratulations.
Which again, not as smooth as it looked. There were many arguments. But it really did bring us closer together, and he was able to kind of translate this kind of disco fever dream where everyone's wearing suits and there's a group dance and there's fog everywhere and I'm in the trees and then I'm lifted up. These were my grand visions, and he was able to work with me to put together something that we could actually do on our budget with our team in the middle of the night, in the middle of the bush.
Yeah, right. So the dancing part, oh yeah, that is outside, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, no, it's, God, how many of those lights do you have? They must have been expensive.
We had a man on the inside who helped us.
Yes.
This band
is
built on favors and beautiful people in the community helping us out on just an understanding that we would probably do the same, and they're building us up. One day we do have budget to pay them lots and lots of money. And I just, you know, really grateful for this team who helped us with not a lot of funds.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has worked out. I mean, the finished result, whether we're talking about the song or the music video, is just, oh my God, it's spectacular. I got pregnant. I got pregnant. I just love it so much. So can you give us some hints about the album? Is this a fair taster of what's to come, or can we expect to be surprised?
I think people can expect to be surprised. It's quite,
yes, good.
The compilation of tracks. I think everything's always a little different, but always sounding like Revolver, and that was the aim.
Cool. I am so... When is it coming?
Later in the year.
Ah. Okay. I'll take that. That's the best I'm going to get. Thank you so much, Phoebe, for joining me this morning. Just very quickly, if people want to obviously listen to your music or keep up to date with you guys, where's kind of the best place to do that?
I'd say on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, that's /regardingvolver, and on Instagram, that's at Revolver Music. A long time ago, hard to find a handle.
Oh, hey, say no more. I totally get it. Phoebe, this has been an absolute delight, and like, oh my god, I just have not interviewed or talked to someone about a song I've been this excited about in a long time. So thank you so much. You guys should be so proud of what you've done here. And I am so stoked to be able to play it right now. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been such a good chat with you.
Have a wonderful day, and do celebrate as well.
Yeah, we'll do. The post will kick off shortly.
Yeah.
We've got a few other yarns ahead of us.
Oh, cool. Have a great day.
You too.
And that is the lovely Phoebe from Revolver talking about their brand new track, Bush Bash, which is out today. Oh, I'm so excited to play this. It's so freaking good. Here it is. Oh.
In the bush, in the car, no, I don't care where we stand. In the bush, in the car, no, I don't care.